Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the 720 Podcast, episode 17. You know, we got the main crew with us today, like, you know, like usual. You know, we, Drake said, life is good. You know, working on the weekend, like usual.
Nigga, but what?
It's not the weekend.
It isn't the weekend. It's Tuesday.
Working on the weekday, like usual.
I was about to get to that. Y'all had to call me. Y'all couldn't just run with the flow?
All right, nah. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Jamel. So, Paolo already.
Hey, happy belated Memorial Day.
What is Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, it's like,
let's just be wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, like, we wrong as fuck.
Well, yeah, that's when the bombs.
That's when we got the Star Spangled Banner.
That's when we got the. Is that it? No, is that the 4th of July?
That's Independence.
That's Independence. Wait, what?
No, that's Independence.
So what the fuck is Memorial Day? That's when we are Memorial, like what?
It's the 5th of July, bro.
Isn't so what, is, veter- the, what is Veterans Day? Why is there so many of these?
Wait, yeah, I thought Veterans Day was Memorial Day.
It's America. That's why
is
so
it?
Many of
these.
Wait. Memorial Day is for the people that have, the veterans have fallen, right?
I think it's something like that.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Hey, if y'all know, y'all know. Look,
I don't want to sound weird.
You know, I don't want to sound dumb as fuck or anything like that. I don't.
Who
really
came
up
with the concept of cooking out on Memorial Day?
I think it was more of a, you know, America.
Yeah.
Aren't pools supposed to be? Like, isn't it like the first day the pool's usually open too?
I think like.
Isn't this the last day you could wear white too? Like
what the fuck?
No, that was. Yeah, no.
Wait, there's a day you can't wear white.
You're not supposed to wear white.
You do that, you get shot.
No, that's Labor Day. You can't wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah, hey, watch out, bro.
You're not supposed to wear white after Labor. You know, in Baltimore, I don't know if this is crazy. In Baltimore, if you don't wear purple on Friday to, like, you know, support the Ravens, you get jumped, bro.
That sounds OD.
And I like that's like so fucking serious. It's like, you don't wear purple on Friday in Baltimore, you getting jumped.
What if I'm not a Baltimore fan?
That's why Tina Trunk almost got beat up, bro.
Stop playing.
I sent that video. Y'all
no,
that?
You talking
like,
about the one in the,
like
on the
this
Twitter
This bitch
chat?
Trying to beat me up, some shit like that, yeah.
It's because you wasn't wearing purple?
Hey, look, bro.
She was
like,
in Baltimore.
Hey, man. Save
she
man.
Said these where, Baltimore people crazy.
Hey, where, bro, I'm telling you, if you go to Baltimore, wear purple on Friday. Bring your purple.
I feel like up north, period, is like crazy.
Oh, man, hey.
Like,
hey.
Who's with, like... I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, who's the right team to root for in, like, New York or something like that?
Yankees, bro.
I feel like, yeah.
Ew.
Yankees? Nigga,
I mean, in New York. Let me be a bad wagon. I'm a Red Sox fan, bro.
Nigga, what's Boston? That's Boston.
That's Boston.
Yeah, but they win all the time. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. Boston just seems so racist
to really.
Me.
I wasn't really a baseball fan.
I mean, I would always like to go to the games and everything. Like the Grasshopper games.
Yeah, I always
it was just so fucking hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
So
oh
hot,
God.
Man.
I only went once ever.
No, I've been a couple of times. It was just like, I don't know. I'll be with a lot of school groups. So, like, you know, like.
Sometimes I'd be thinking of, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you straight. Like, we'll just go down. Go ahead.
Like, imagine being at a game, like a Panthers game Sunday. Like 100 something degrees.
Like
the sun beaming 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know, bro. That sounds fucking terrible.
How does that work?
Like, imagine like you wearing like a big ass like sweatshirt. I don't know why. Like, you thought it was gonna rain, but then
I'll be doing that shit.
I couldn't do it, bro. I'd be like sweating like a motherfucker.
And I don't know what it is. Ooh. Like, when it's like when it feel like it's about to rain, but it get hot. It's like it get like real moist in the air.
It does.
And I don't like that. It's like,
yeah, that sounds,
it's like no wind. It's like the wind. Like the wind is blowing. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. And then it's like, it's just real.
Speaking
like,
of, like, what's the hottest you've ever been?
It had to be like probably when I was like real deep into football. I swear it was like, it was the summer.
Oh, that's back when they was killing niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, very.
If you
went to page, you know about that one. You know, but,
like,
hey.
The hottest. What's the hottest you've been?
I think the hottest I've been was like, you know. I had my windows open. No air blowing, of course. But, you know, our mom is so stubborn, so she doesn't like to turn on the air. Mm-hmm. And, like, all of a sudden, I was laying down, and all of a sudden, it just got super duper hot because she was blowing out. Like, the heat was blowing out. And, like, I made, like, a... like I couldn't fucking breathe and shit like that.
But I think that's the hottest I've been. That time that I was riding with Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I was asleep in the car going back to Greensboro from Winston. It was like middle of summer, and he turned the heat on, bro.
Nigga, what?
He was blasting the fucking heat. And like, I remember just waking up but gasping, though. I was like, what the fuck? And I was all mad. I don't know, as hell. In Guatemala, I mean, I went in a cave, and I feel like I couldn't breathe. Like
the cave was hot. It was just like it wasn't like no I type feel like of airflow
it was,
in there.
We were that deep in there where there was no airflow. Like, was it, like, it was kind of like,
bats in there?
The only light we got was a candle, right? Nigga, you had to hold your own candle.
I feel like was it like the waxy candles or just like going down and stuff like that? So wax was like
fuck no. Y'all tripping. Yeah. This shit go out, what I'm gonna do?
Like, and that's where it was like deep in water. Like it was so weird. So we had to get to this part where we had to climb a ladder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to get there, like at the entrance, it's just like a little bit of water like on the floor type shit. It just jumps like deep. I couldn't touch the ground.
What the fuck?
And there's just a rope, just like
tied. You gotta hold
the
rope.
So yeah, you gotta hold the rope, hold your candle, like keep going like that until you get to the ladder, and then you gotta climb the ladder with your candle type shit.
You're saying like you're like in the water, and you gotta hold the rope to get like
the water. I mean, you gotta be floating or grabbing onto the rope.
Oh, cause like it's deep as fuck. It's like
I couldn't touch the ground. It was cold as water too, like real cold.
Oh, bro, niggas probably died.
Cave water too.
Yeah, niggas probably died in that moment.
Was it clear? Like, was it clearly? So you like you just whether you're trying to pay attention to, you're trying to go and get across.
What do you mean clearly?
Like, was the like was the water clear?
It was dark. What are you talking about? That's the only light they had was the candle.
That, I mean, when I think of caves like that, bro, I be thinking like you know like in the movies, bro. Like the fucking light like, be like some weird.
Yeah, it was kind of like
humanoid
that.
Creatures. And it's like it was like scaly ass skin, like some shit like that.
I was just thinking
in the
about
water.
Oh
man, that's just scary, man. Scary thought. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about like how like you know how we have like safety laws like OSHA and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that shit we got shut down. Bro.
So this was like something like somebody just rigged up, just like nigga rigged. And it was like, hey, we gonna pay people to go through this cave tour and shit like that.
Probably got
that's crazy.
Yeah, swamp foot. Because
like the ladder we climbed up. I swear it's like this thing.
I just don't trust water like
that. It was
that,
like
man.
Stupid, like stick thin. Like, and that me climbing up.
Like, that's just like, ooh.
And it was weird to, like, to get on top of, like, the boulder. And we had to get on the boulder. Then we got to get, like, climb another ladder down to keep going, like, all that.
What the fuck?
And once I got up there, the entrance was, like, this big.
What
so you gotta
fuck?
Like
you
slide,
gotta, like,
slide
in
through.
There? No,
yeah, it was so weird, bro. Yeah, I hated that.
I just don't trust. All right, so like when we went to the river with Matt and stuff like that, and like it was all flooded out and everything like that, but y'all like still swimming. I don't know how y'all did it, bro. It was so nasty. In there.
Right, what river? You talking about? Remember where? Fuck. What the fuck was this?
What river?
It was the one like the little spot that Matt made up and everything like that everybody goes to now.
Started,
and calls
like,
spot.
Oh, that
started,
one?
Yeah, it started raining. Then like y'all had one like deep out there.
Yeah, y'all went deep out there, but that water was dirty as hell.
Like,
I was
like
bro,
around
I don't trust water like that.
Yeah, like when me and Jamel was there, like
I get to thinking too much. Like I think I'm gonna step like on a dead body or something like that.
That's why we think about like you got bare feet.
Like down there, that was nice. It was just sandy.
I had a feeling it was different. That's why I was like. Over like where we was, it was like a lot of dirty
it's
stuff. Like that's
mud,
like yeah, that's
like
probably,
I like to be able to see in my water. So if I like step on a fish or something like that, I see it. Like I don't like to step on like dead stuff. Like
that's where everything washed up at. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so like we were halfway swim, so. Over there, and you were still over there. You're like you're thinking about going. You see like a great white shark. Jump in the like just jump
fucking snag the fuck out of everybody.
I'm like, what kind of shark is that, nigga? This
kind of
is a lake.
Is
I know, like what would you think, bro?
It's like a saltwater shark. Wait, is our shark are sharks freshwater?
No, there's salt.
Yeah, there's
salt. Oh man.
No,
sick.
I think there is some that
could
swear,
yeah,
go into
oh,
yeah, freshwater. Because
that's the one that people like actually have in their houses and stuff like that. Yep. They got the, like the freshwater sharks.
But I don't know what
small.
It's called.
I don't know. It's like a weird type of. You know, there's a lot of different sharks out there.
There's a bunch.
I mean, how big do you think a gray white shark is?
Fucking huge.
Like
huge
the size of a couch?
No.
Like
probably a little bit bigger.
Like stupid big. Like
stupid big. Like that
could
shit,
it
like,
fit in his room?
Oh
no! Well,
no.
It probably
could
fit.
It could fit in his room. It could fit.
Like if everything was out there, it was just like straight up like that, and then like yeah, it'll probably fit.
I mean, it's probably like some sharks as big as this rug.
Wait, like, don't they weigh like 500 pounds, something like that?
Hey man, say man.
Fucking you know, a swordfish.
Yeah, swordfish.
It's you know, like they start off like real small. This is just a fun fact. They start off like hella small. Like you can put them like on your fingertip, but then like they can grow up to be like 1,000 pounds.
Damn.
Like a swordfish. Yeah,
and they're long as fuck.
They long as fuck.
They're like little things. Like thing. Yeah. Probably could be the size of this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that. They could be a thousand.
Doesn't it like break off and shit? Like it grows back? Or is it like if it breaks off, it breaks off?
I think it's sharp as fuck. I think.
Oh,
it's
most
sharp,
definitely. I
feel like it doesn't break off like that, though.
Yeah, I feel like it is like, oh, no. I feel like anything can break off, though. Like, someone with the fucking
like, what do you
like
mean,
snagged
though?
Them, like, snagged them and, like, broke the shit off.
Like, if I just human, grabbed it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
like
if, yeah, you could do that. If, I mean, a human being could probably do some.
In the water?
And, yo, nigga, what?
What are you talking about, like, if I caught it already?
But you got the thing's probably gyrating and everything. Just, like, moving his head and shit.
Oh, yeah, he's in the water, so that's his domain.
And that's torture, bro. What the fuck?
Hey, man.
I mean, you, of course, you wouldn't. Nobody would. I mean, people have done this, but nobody, you wouldn't do this. Like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, like I mean, if I'm in the ocean, like I'm not gonna be like, oh, that like that shark is not. I'm gonna punch it in the nose, like the, like you're supposed to.
Man, no, I'm talking about you already caught this, because no, there's no way in hell you're just going in the water finding.
Oh, and then like you just take
sword.
A rise out the water. He's like, hey, watch this nigga.
I think I'm fucking.
That's fucked up, right
Dundee nigga.
Watch this nigga.
Going fucking in the ocean fighting niggas, fighting octopus and shit.
I think like all right, so you know how people like come up with this stuff to like. You know, find out how to like defeat certain animals and stuff like that. If like you're in danger by them,
oh, you're talking about
like how did they come up? How did they come up with this type of stuff? Like they had to actually go through the situations and survive them, then pass it on. Or like,
I think I think it's like the. My bad, I don't mean to cut you off like that, but like, I feel like it is like a more of a, like a. Oh shit! I can't believe I survived that by doing that. I should
like,
pass this on.
I need to pass this on to everybody like that.
I feel
so
like
somebody
more,
was,
like study though.
Study. I mean, yeah.
Because the only reason why I feel like they know about punching and stuff is that's where their most sensitive part is. Like that's where they feel things. I think.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think I was talking about teeth.
Teeth.
Because they bite on things to like touch things. Because they can't really touch things.
Oh man!
So,
like who came up? Who came up with the thing when like you were in the forest, like a what is it, a bright like brown bear, like
yeah.
running
oh,
in,
yeah.
like throw your ends up, empty your pockets.
Oh, I mean that is kind of weird.
Like who came up with that? I was like, man, oh, Jesus Christ!
He's,
I almost fucking that thing.
He's brown. He's brown. That's why I said, like, oh, take whatever you want.
Oh man, no, I mean, more like the black bears.
I mean, I feel like that's more of like
black bears.
What is the most dangerous? And it's the black bears, right?
No, it's brown. I swear it's the brown bear.
No.
It's black bears.
Grizzlies.
Black bears.
Black bears. Are, so a black bear is the one to be fucking niggas up and moving and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I mean, wait. Is a brown bear the same thing as a grizzly bear?
Yeah. A brown bear is a grizzly bear, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I feel like you need to start bringing the computer over here. Cause
you told me. You told me to, but like niggas kept rushing me, so I was like,
hey, man. Say, man. Damn,
but I mean,
it's definitely I know like a brown bear is a grizzly bear because
you know, I mean you've always school. Heard this though, right? The black bear is the one that
like, well, I swear it's like, the brown bear.
No, man, I swear the brown bear.
You're gonna get fucked up in the woods.
I think the brown bear is the one who you got like you make yourself look bigger. Like oh,
AJ's
like,
in Alaska type shit.
In Alaska, sees a black bear.
No, like shut up. And it just charges at you
because them shits are like, dude, man. You remember the video we was watching? Like the bear, like the niggas was like hunting shit. And a bear climbed all the way up the tree and shit?
Yeah, bears climb faster than they can run.
That's scary as shit.
That shit can like a monkey bear.
All right, so now that y'all like older and everything like that, like have y'all started to realize the stupid shit that people do in movies?
Like
even more like movies and shows, y'all started like that's fucking stupid. Why the hell would you do that?
Talking about like The Rock and what's that movie called? Like Level 202? The hotel one? What the fuck was that called?
Wait, what?
The one where he's stuck in a hotel.
It's fucking...
Nigga, you talking about Skyscraper?
Yeah, Skyscraper.
Is that what it is?
Skyscraper.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Something like that, yeah.
Are you talking about, like, some shit like...
Like, all right, like, the stupid decisions, man. Like...
Oh, like Amazing World of Gumball, when, like, they had to, like, watch NIEs, and then, like, they filled the water, like, they filled, like, the house with water and shit, and they, like...
Nigga, what?
It was a funny ass show. They was doing a lot of, they do a lot of dumb shit in that show. So you talking about some shit like that? Like, why the fuck would you do that type shit?
Yeah, like that, but like in more like more serious stuff. Alright,
so
that.
Like more, like it's like a scary movie.
Yeah, not
even
scary
movie.
Example,
movies. Man.
All right, so take for instance, I was watching like Uncut Gems earlier, and basically this nigga Adam Sandler was like all right, so he had the Weeknd's like pendant and everything like that. Like it was a Michael Jackson, like but it was on a cross. It was weird. It was like OD. But like it was a real chain and everything like that he had, so he ended up selling it to the people instead of like. And the nigga was like, "Hey, like the nigga that was like the Weeknd's like jewel and everything like that. Hey, I'm gonna need that pendant back so I can give it back to the Weeknd." But he already sold it, and I'm like, "Why the fuck would you sell something that isn't yours?" And then another thing, He had Kevin Garnett's 2008 championship ring. He ended up trading it for his opal. Not trading it, but just so he could borrow and stuff like that. But he ended up fucking he ended up pawning off the fuck his champion, his 2008 championship ring. And like, this nigga Kevin Garnett came back and gave him the opal, and he was like, "What the fuck is my ring at?"
So he was like just selling shit that just wasn't selling his? Shit
that wasn't his. And I'm like, "What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Like, this nigga's just putting himself in a fucking jam."
To be honest, maybe he was just savage, bro. He's like, "Y'all ain't gonna do shit."
Nigga, they was fucking him up. Dude, they've been fucking this nigga up the whole movie. I haven't finished it yet, but they've been fucking him up the whole movie.
Adam Sandler? Yes. Or he's been fucking everybody else?
He's been fucking everybody over by making stupid mistakes. Like, he's been missing opportunities for him to make a lot of money. Just being stupid.
Damn.
Outer Banks.
I mean,
tell me that show didn't start getting stupid as hell. Like, towards the end. You was like, why the fuck would they do that?
Like, I don't know why I can't think on the spot, but I know there was, like, was crazy
stuff. And I was like, man, shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would he even do that?
Oh, like, the storm shit?
Yes. The whole shit was stupid, bro.
Would you go to, like, another, was it country, technically? Yeah, would you go to the Bahamas in the middle of, like, a storm in the ocean? Like,
what kind of question?
Like,
what kind of
40 foot waves type shit.
Oh, no, what kind of question is that?
Exactly. You would not make that stupid mistake. Yeah. I would, like, I lay low.
I mean, do people be doing that though?
People do be doing that, man.
Do they? Like, I don't know.
I don't know anybody personally.
I mean, y'all seen The Wolf of Wall Street, right?
When
they got fucked up, bro.
Fucked up in that storm. And y'all and then the whole fucking man, that shit was wild as fuck. Just
but like clutch. That was different. They didn't see that coming.
No, they knew it was coming. Yeah, they was like chop. We can handle some chop.
And he was like, no, I don't. This isn't that type of chop.
Like, what you know about chop? He's like, I'll chop your credit card in half. What the fuck?
That's a good ass movie right there.
Yeah,
that's
a bomb.
Leonardo
movie.
DiCaprio.
But yeah, like that situation. I don't know, man.
That's stupid right there. That's stupid.
I
kind of
would want to witness a storm in a.
I do.
I don't want to be in it.
I don't want to be in it. I just want to see it. Like,
I mean, all right. So if you're like on a military, like the military fucking ships and everything like that.
Yeah, they survived. We were talking about this earlier too. Like, how do they be in the storm?
Yeah, they be in the storm. Like, it was literally, like, I'll show you after the podcast and stuff. It's literally a video of, like, these, like 100-foot waves and stuff like that.
In a submarine?
No, not a submarine. They're in a ship. With, like, everything.
Yeah, I mean, if they're in a submarine, that doesn't really matter what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're under there and everything like that. Like,
they were in
the
ship.
Yeah. No, them, the marine ships and shit like that, bro. Top notch, bro. You ain't sinking on this one.
The Marines or the Navy?
I think it's Navy. It's Navy. I'm tripping.
Yeah,
it's Navy.
I think
Navy.
Marines is Navy. Marines. For everything, I think.
They can do, yeah. They can do just about
Or no, that's the Navy SEAL.
I don't really know the branches. I apologize if I offended anybody.
Oh,
they're like, what? Don't compare us to... Oh.
Okay, hey, I'm not going to cap. They be tweaking. When they were like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, I would tweet too if I'm fighting for the country. Niggas don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I'd probably kill a nigga. It's like, hey, man, I'm not... It's like they be getting like disrespect. Like, you know who I am? I'm a Marine. So like, nigga, I didn't know that. I don't even know this was the first time I'm meeting you. Like,
got a whole Marine outfit on. Like,
you see this badge? See this and it's just like a bird.
Nigga, everybody got that shit.
It's a nigga on here like that.
Like, nigga, what did you get that badge for, bro?
Dude, that's so crazy. The niggas really be putting on fake, like fake army.
I didn't believe that.
Like
that too. I really
don't. No, man, they be nigga. Like, it's a whole compilation video.
Who would do that though?
Dude, these are savages, niggas, man. Like, you can't, like, niggas, you can't just do that.
I don't think I'd ever just like, try to buy it.
I think I'm gonna try to get this military discount right here. Let me put on my fake army uniform.
Man, you better off just telling you old ass man get that exactly. Fucking senior citizen discount.
What's some old man shit?
You want some butterscotch? Like,
nigga, what? I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna butterscotch is smack.
Like that. I ain't gonna cap.
I ain't gonna cap with
like
you.
That butterscotch is.
What's another candy that's out here just be smacking, man?
The little them strawberry candies. Are we talking about old people candy or just candy?
Oh, old people candy too.
Oh,
but it's not too much old people candy, like the hard candy.
Oh, them strawberry candy with the little cream inside.
Big ass gumballs.
OPB gumballs?
Nah,
you talking about them jawbreakers?
Them shit sucks. You remember,
back
like,
in
remember
the day?
Ones like the ones that not even like with the gum in there? It's just straight up, just hard ass candy. And niggas used to trick
niggas
people to bite into
that
shit. Like, that's what I was like. Now, I used to always want on Ed and Eddie when they used to be like trying to get the jawbreakers and shit like that. I'm like,
motherfuckers
were
big
as shit, bro.
I swear they're like
they just put the
they're
whole
like
thing 15 in their mouth.
Cent type shit too, right?
Yeah, 25 cents. I'm like, damn, bro. Nigga, that's what I said. It's sad. It really do be out some niggas out here that's like that broke. They're like, man, I can't afford this job right now.
Bro, that was like the whole
just coming premise, up with coming up with schemes to get 25 cents, bro. Like a nigga these days will find 25 cents bro. Laying on the ground.
Oh my, honestly, bro, like these niggas was trying hard as hell to get a job.
Hey man, it's coming up quick schemes. I feel like they're putting more money into the schemes than like actually trying to get $25.
And all their friends, all their friends was weird as hell. The niggas talking to planks and shit.
Oh, that nigga was weird.
That nigga was off. That nigga scalp. That nigga dome was weird.
Cartoons weird as fuck.
Oh god, cartoons is weird.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, that was a golden age right there.
Honestly.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Reptar.
And I don't, yeah, do y'all be looking at them the little conspiracy theories about like the little
shits are so stupid.
That's why I don't look at them. I be like,
I used to. I mean, I learned a couple.
They was like, oh, conspiracy theories about childhood shows that do to ruin your childhood.
Oh, Captain Knuckles is really Flapjack's dad. I was like, nigga, what? This shit be funny as hell, bro.
Probably like, bro, I don't even want to listen to this shit, bro. This shit fake. This shit like trying to ruin my childhood.
I mean, have you seen the videos that were like they be like showing like all the dirty jokes that they used to make? That's
yeah, stupid, really. I'll be seeing.
I don't be like, I'll be seeing them on there. I don't be clicking on them.
There are some.
Some of them is actually like, oh,
like they were saying like, some shit.
Yeah.
That's OD. What the fuck?
Did I drop some?
Nah. Damn. But it. They're all right. So I was also thinking about something else too. What is some? All right, we was talking about this at work. I was like, what are some albums that like no skips?
Oh yeah, most definitely. No skips. Let's go ahead, get it out right there.
Hey man, say man, like some like an album that you like one bit. You, I'll start it off. Travis Scott, Astroworld.
All right, bet.
No skips.
All right, so hold up, if y'all want to participate at home,
how many songs are there?
What are you talking
about? Like 18.
That's a lot of songs.
That's a lot of songs. But you couldn't fucking tell. It sounded like it was even like way more than with just that.
The transitions.
Transitions crazy, man.
If you got a good transition,
you got good transitions. Like your whole album just is like that.
Honestly, I actually like the Arctic Monkeys album, the AM.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, that's no skips.
That's 12 songs. Yeah, they're all like.
That's what we was talking. We was just like, it was me, Jamel, and David. He was just talking about like all no skip songs.
No skips.
No skip songs.
The albums?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean,
so amen. Like, fucking mine, I was like, fucking Smino. If y'all know who Smino is, I just blessed y'all with that. Go look him, little man.
How do you spell that?
S-I-M-O, Smino, S-M-I-O-N. Smino? It's S-M-I-N-O. Look it up.
I believe you, bro.
We believe you.
No, all right, 2014 Forza was dropped.
I
agree with that. Oh yeah, most definitely. You know how many hits was on that thing?
Yeah, I was right.
Niggas don't even want to be some hits on there, bro.
Hey man,
hits.
Fucking
Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book.
Yeah.
Nah, you said you thought it seemed like he ain't really.
No, I mean I'm just Chance, bro. It's Chance.
That's Chance, man. You can't go wrong with Chance.
How do you talk? Yeah, how do you talk like Chance? do your best Chance impression.
I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like nobody knows what I'm
doing. Niggas talk. That's like rap.
Oh, what's another?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly. Long as fuck, but good as fuck.
What's that Kanye West album? Yay.
What?
I don't know.
Isn't that his worst?
That wasn't his worst. Honestly,
that might just be me. I like it.
The Life of Pablo. That shit's a good all the way through.
That was good all the way through.
Graduation, Kanye West also.
True. I feel like there's one more.
Tyler the Creator. You said Tyler
Creator. Igor. Yeah. Every song on there is a banger. I don't care what nobody be saying. People be always be leaving stuff off. No. Everything on that song. Everything clashes. So good. It's like a bunch of simple.
Honestly, man, that was the rap album of the year, man.
Hey, man, say, man. That's the truth.
That was a rap. But
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna.
Hey, fuck that shit, bro. Not just.
I think I don't know. They should get a different system of like voting for that type of stuff.
That should
went from album of the year. Period. Like he shouldn't have just been put in one category.
Yeah, wait,
who else dropped the album that last year?
Like, Dreamville. Dreamville.
Dang. That was a good album.
YNB Cordae, he was on there. 21 Savage, I Am As I Was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of shit that didn't get put on there. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like Igor was just like, I don't know more.
Hey, man.
Oh.
It was on a different spectrum. Like, mm-hmm. It shouldn't have, nah.
Oh,
it
shouldn't have been
just rap. Hey, man. I can't wait for that Basquiat 4 to drop. Komethazine, that shit gonna be
fun. Or that DaBaby album, man.
Hey, come on, bro. I'm talking about my man's DaBaby, man. fucking
album of the year.
I said baby on baby. That was a good one.
I was listening to it. I mean,
it had some good ass songs.
I mean, it had his most popular song. Yeah, like, that got him on.
That's what I'm saying. Like those he dropped those, like, you know.
Did that not get nominated for anything?
Nah. Well, Suge did.
Well, wasn't he considered the best newest album?
Yeah, best new artist. Yeah,
I mean, that was
Billy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but Billy. Wait, he wasn't nominated, was he?
Yeah, he was on there. He got nominated.
The baby?
Yeah, he was nominated.
Was it with Meg Thee Stallion?
I think it was Billie Eilish, fucking the baby, Lizzo.
Yeah.
And I think it was just those three.
I feel like there's probably one more.
Bro, Lizzo. Probably one more. Lizzo the best artist out right now.
Yeah, to be honest.
Crickets.
Hey man, say man. Hey man. I mean, I ain't got nothing. I don't know. I swear, she's been out for like a while.
I swear, I never listened.
I just don't
to
like how
music.
Old she is, bro.
How old is she?
She's old, man.
Nah, look at her.
Lizzo's
not that old.
I think that's what made.
Like, you know
me
what?
Like
I think was kind of old. Like, I thought Young Thug was pretty young. Nah, that nigga's 28 years old.
I swear, Lizzo's. Wait, before you tell me, you got the answer?
Yes, coming up now.
All right, I'm gonna say. What are you saying? I'm gonna say.
She's like
33.
No, you know her age.
No, 38. No, 35.
No, I think she's at least 25.
What are you saying?
35 years old.
Before I look at it, 27.
How old is it?
This coming up, hold on now.
32.
I told y'all, bro.
You knew. He knew.
I mean, I knew, but I don't remember the remember thing. But,
yeah, nah, Lizzo is, and Billy Idol is 18.
Yeah. Young Buck.
Cardi B is 27. Lil Nas X is 21. Taylor Swift is 30.
All these old ass people, bro.
Ariana Grande is 26. 26?
Yeah. Well, dang, she's me. That was so crazy.
Who's 26?
Like Ariana Grande.
Like, you remember when you actually like found out that like Ari, like she was like
Cat.
Yeah, and I was like, nigga, what the fuck?
I mean, I've been you though.
I didn't.
Like,
I just didn't. I mean, I didn't really like
it. Hers, I was like, oh, damn, her hair's not red.
She was the baddest on it. No Cat. Victorious.
She shouldn't have blew up.
What do you mean she shouldn't have blew up?
People say
I don't know. I don't like her.
Y'all see what 6ix9ine
like
said about her?
What?
I mean, he wasn't really like saying, he was like, basically we come from two different backgrounds type shit. He was like, I'm gonna show you the background she came from type shit. Niggas start showing Victorious and Sam and Cat and shit. He said, this is the background you came from. And he was like, type shit. He was just mad because like Billboard, you heard his rant.
Hey, yeah. Man.
Hey, he was right. He was right about that one, bro.
Yeah, because like they be finessing. Right. You can pay for streams, bro. Like, yeah. Niggas don't realize
niggas,
that.
Yeah, niggas can definitely pay for streams.
You can pay
for
streams.
It is not hard. Especially when you got bread like that.
It's not hard.
It's not
especially
hard.
As a record company.
Wait, how far beat was it?
How far beat? Like, oh. I don't know. His shit was like number one. And then all of a sudden, like, it got, like, they were like five or something like that.
Yeah.
And it bounced his shit all the way down. Like, it bounced his shit to, like, what was it? No, it bounced to the two, right?
No, it bounced to the three.
Yeah, they beat him. I was like, what the hell? Because shit was up.
I mean, I feel like there's more Ariana Grande fans than there is 6ix9ine.
No.
Think about different. It.
Because you got to think about it, man.
Nah. I'm thinking about it. You think about it.
Start giving her a hot style.
Nah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people, there's a good majority of people.
When it comes to hype.
To, you know, the snitch and shit. They're like,
hey, man.
That actually got him.
That got him even more, like, bumping. Like, that's why I said that. This nigga 6ix9ine album. That's gonna be so sad if this nigga get nominated for a Grammy or something like that.
Well, I can never see
it. You can never see it, but imagine that shit. Imagine 6ix9ine at the Grammys.
Ariana probably got more fans than 6ix9ine.
Probably,
but.
We got more followers, though.
Ariana.
Yeah.
It's 180. It's 187 mil. And I was like.
Eesh.
6ix9ine,
you gotta think about like Ariana Grande has fans. She got fans all over the world.
Yeah, she has fans from like different backgrounds and shit.
Yeah, all over the world. Like 6ix9ine,
like, yeah.
I mean, majority American. You probably got a few people in Europe.
New York people.
Man.
You know, for New York.
Oh, you know, it's kind of weird. Like I always thought about, like, imagine being in, like, so crazy how, like, you know, the hood is like the same basically, like, globally. Like, you go in, like, every place, no matter how nice it is, has a hood.
Yeah.
Like, imagine going to, like, a hood
that's
in London.
False.
What place do they not have a hood?
Let me think. If I'm being realistic, North Dakota.
Strangely, I can see
them. I can see them not having a hood.
I can see them not.
Like, it's just, like, farms.
Just farm stuff like
land
that.
Land everywhere.
It's like a hood? What a ghetto? What is that?
I wouldn't even think about that. They probably do, but it's, like, low-key.
Or maybe...
You talking about pussy nigga?
They probably got, like, the realest gangs in the world. In North Dakota and shit. You said what?
If I'm being realistic, let me think.
I'm talking about globally too. For like everybody, I feel like everywhere there's a gang of some sort.
New Zealand.
No, they definitely got
Sweden.
I feel like they definitely got a gang.
The black Swedish people. Yeah, there's gangs down there.
Oh yeah, I forgot there is.
And like, you know, in New Zealand, like those are the niggas that be doing the drill too. They be doing drill down there.
They be slapping too, man. They do drill like in a lot of places. You ever heard of Chinese drill?
I didn't even want to hear that.
I haven't heard it either.
Was there like the Higher Brothers?
No, that's just like
them niggas fell off.
Talk about the Yakuza.
Oh, what
the
fuck?
No.
Damn, Japan? They got a hood?
I mean, they got more like, you know.
I feel like it's
organized.
Too,
they got more organized.
Yeah, it's like
crime.
It's like mob, like a mob
type, mentality,
yeah,
over there.
Shit, like,
but I feel like I feel like they do. Like, I be seeing the movie, like Karate Kid, man. It was like a game. They were fucking this kid up, man.
Yeah, that
fucking
was
Jaden Smith up.
12-year-olds, right?
Man,
you see
wild,
how they
bro.
Ran? Where they ran deep as hell.
Just ran deep and just beating niggas'
and, like,
asses.
They OG. Man. They OG was like, they master, bro. They was like,
he was fucked up too.
Finish him,
bro.
He was like, take him out.
Damn. You imagine you lost a fight to like some dude doing karate, man.
If fucking nigga, that's one of my worst.
Like, you're like, oh, what's
right
up?
Now.
You charge at him, he kicked you in the chest. Like, oh, you just like.
First of all,
I'm shooting you if you pick you.
Like if I see you like, like I said, man, it's like he knuckle up, but it's like both his thumb and his pinkies out. I was like, oh hell no, bro. And it's like he's moving his shoulders a little too much.
He's moving his shoulders, getting
real
loose.
I was like,
you see that nigga start
jumping in place.
Okay, you see that nigga start jumping in place. You need to get the fuck up out of there.
That's what I'm saying.
That
fucking
start throwing kicks.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, all right, imagine being like downtown Greensboro. So walking around, just mind your business, got your AirPods in. Now you're feeling good. You buying stuff, and all of a sudden you see some random nigga just like down the street. Like he's a couple blocks away, just fucking kicking the shit out of people. Just like running up there.
Like knee
deep in the, like fucking niggas up.
Damn.
He's like, that you wanna like
I'm getting up out of there.
And I was like, what if he looks at you and shit? He's like that.
He locks eyes.
You lock eyes with him, you try to look down and shit like that. Also you see this nigga running.
Ah damn, it's up from there, that nigga.
And like I feel like this nigga's like abnormally fast.
Downtown, I feel like, should I try getting somebody's car, man?
Honestly, I feel like people are.
What feels an Uber? I feel like I'd get less trouble if it was Uber.
I mean, yeah, most definitely. But he's like, I'm kind of already picking up somebody. Like, they don't want no ride share.
Why, nigga, do you see this nigga out here kicking people? Like, there's a whole nigga out there kicking people. What do you mean? I'm not really, you know, too keen to having.
But if you're not paying half, I don't want you in. Like,
I'd be real with you. I'd go in Cash App.
Well, what the fuck is you going? Like, where you going?
I'm like, bro, what's your Cash App?
I'm going to Las Vegas.
Is that nigga what? Dude, I can't believe niggas really be taking Ubers like crazy Ubers like that.
Yeah, Ubers
like,
really
Uber,
be
like what Uber would really sign up for that?
Well, they gotta be okay with it first.
Yeah. For real? So they gotta be like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, because they have to look at like you know, this.
Man, like imagine just being an Uber driver and getting that shit like Los Angeles.
Some dude wants to go to California.
Nigga, do you know how long that's gonna take? Somebody look up how long it's gonna take to get a California.
That's so weird because I was talking to my uncle yesterday
about going to California type shit.
No, that we used to have this old Toyota truck, mm-hmm. and it was his first, and then he brought it down here to NC. It was in Cali first or LA.
Chill.
He drove it all the way to over here.
Nigga,
he
that
said
sounds
it was like
eight.
3 days.
Three days.
Yeah, it's I'm getting real close to the mic, so. By car, it's like 40 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's like it takes Jesus. One day of driving, but that's, think about it, it's a whole day.
That's a whole day.
24
like,
hours.
I don't like, could
no,
you,
no, it's 36 hours.
You would have to rest, right? Like, you would definitely have to rest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to stop at like,
hours
a couple
straight,
hotels.
Like, Matt, but all right, so let's say you were like four people, y'all are both transitioning, like somebody drives, like, how would you even switch the hours like that?
I feel like, all right, so with you said four people, if y'all all can drive,
everybody can drive.
I feel like, all right, you drive like, well, like, all right, so you gotta mentally ask yourself a question: how long can I mentally?
Yeah, that's what I said. I feel like that if one person just like everybody should just drive till they can't drive no more. Like,
I feel like that is a more efficient
then
idea.
Then after the fourth person, that's when you find somewhere to stop.
But the car.
Yeah,
you probably have to get a rent car.
Yeah, I would get it if I'm going somewhere like that. I'm getting a rental.
Yeah, get like a rental car, like something like
something that's spacious
something
and everything
you can
like
fuck
that.
Up and not pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
what?
Some shit I can leave in California.
I mean, I swear they got places like that. No, because you'd be better off just taking the shit back.
Honestly, that's gonna get back. That's not a bad idea. A
plane. That's not a bad idea. No, like, but like, I'd rather take a plane. Flights are cheap right now, but you don't you don't want to see me traveling because you know they still don't be doing the social distancing on the planes and everything like that.
No.
And shit. Like,
damn. Because it was niggas that was like, it's been mad people.
I heard some people. No, I heard some people that, like, I don't know if they were trying to sue the what was it, airline?
That's where some NBA players trying to sue the airline.
Because they said that even though the flight isn't full, they still have to pay for the other, like, the rest of the row. Just they want to sit alone.
That's fucked up, man.
Something like that, yeah.
You gotta think, cause how many you when you on a plane, how much, how long, how many?
Like right now,
like no, when you would no, when you were on that on a plane in Guatemala and everything like that.
Which one, the first to Georgia or the first one or the other one to Guatemala?
Georgia. Let's go Georgia.
Georgia, that shit was full.
She was full as fuck.
Back, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I actually liked it. It was, I mean, that was it was a better fun. Plane.
Were you like because you were beside like all y'all were like right beside each other.
I was beside
right?
a white dad and his son. I think they were there for like a baseball tournament or something like
the
that.
The hell? Wait, so y'all you can't get like seats beside like people like use it like. Is it hard to get that?
Yeah, you'd probably have to talk to
like somebody the people, like hey,
or
like,
you just have to buy the tickets together.
Mm.
Cause I forgot which flight. I think it was coming back. We all just sat randomly, like.
Oh, y'all just all scattered around.
I feel like it's better. It's like
I feel like it's better. I mean, you conversating and stuff like that.
Not like it's like if you going like on a trip or something to like you know like another state or some shit, another country in your case.
Yeah.
And like you're gonna be with the people you're with like for a long period of time. If you don't, you know.
Yeah. How long was that flight? The one to Georgia probably wasn't long at all.
It was. I swear it was. 30 minutes.
30 fucking minutes.
Yeah,
that's fucking terrifying.
I know, that was kind of scary. I was like, how am I already here, bro?
Like, bro, it's like look at something on like YouTube and all of a sudden you're
already there. Don't got you.
How long was the one in Guatemala? Like, how long was the actual one in Guatemala?
That one was weird, too. I swear, in total, it was like 2 or 3 hours.
I mean, if you want to drive to Georgia, it's 6 hours.
Yeah, I was like, I've taken that trip before.
I heard like to get to Myrtle Beach from here is like 20-30 minutes though.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
From here?
From Greensboro, yeah.
That's cap.
I swear. Look it up.
That's cap.
You talking about from right here, right now?
Yeah.
We've been to Myrtle Beach from here right now. I swear it's taking.
Like on a plane?
Oh, on a plane.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about.
Oh, nigga, I thought you were talking about a car. Oh. I was like, hey, no damn way.
What? No.
That's like three and a half hours. I have been on that road
before. No, I'm talking about on a plane.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Myrtle Beach is getting so, like, I don't know. It's kind of overrated now, man.
Basic.
Dirty Myrtle. Rather go to. I mean, I would like to go to a Florida, but, like, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Florida kind of crazy and expensive at that.
I wouldn't care about that. It's just, like, that drive.
Yeah. Let's go to some crazy place like Kentucky.
My cousin went to Miami one time. I think he said 16 hours.
16 hours?
I think
that's a drive. That. That's a drive, though, right?
Because to get to Orlando, I think it was like 11.
I think that's the only reason I would go to Florida.
It's just, probably 14 hours, I think.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would go is to go to Disney World.
I'm going to go to Disney World.
Yeah, I want to get. If you got the chance, would you go to Disney World or Universal?
I'll go to both. I'd have to do both, but like, would I do both in the same trip?
I don't know, bro. I heard Disney World got like some creepy shit there.
If I'm going to Disney, bro, I'm getting the fast pass.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Already, so for that, I would shell out the extra money, but I swear, like.
I swear the extra money is like $600.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. But I mean, that, you got to think about it. Well, that's what I said. I was like, I will not have that many kids.
But my cousin did say that the longest he waited in the line was like 3 hours, I think.
And that's without a fast pass?
Yeah, that was in a regular ass line. He said with like a fast pass, it would be like you still have to wait like
an hour. Still got
to
wait like an hour, but like I mean that sounds way better than waiting for 3 hours.
Hey, imagine you spending like that's a lot of your day, right?
That's a lot of that's almost the whole time there. He's like, all right, hey, you ready to go?
I kind of want to go to Wet n Wild right now. I don't know. Like not right now, like you know, due to the you know COVID times.
I used to work, man. I'm telling you,
bro. The plantation,
man. That is a natural born slave trade, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I worked my way up the ranks. Like I was technically a house nigga there, but you know, at the same time, I still was doing some hard work, bro. Like that was a slave job right there.
Yeah. Who calls Wet n Wild Emerald Point?
I don't know. What do they
calls it?
Yeah, who calls it? Like, who? You personally?
Or why?
No, like, yeah, I'm saying, like,
no one. Yeah, oh, the radio people.
Yeah, the radio people. Wet n' Wild, Emerald Point. I'm like,
niggas, I know. I know people.
You know, there is more Wet n' Wilds, though. It's like a franchise.
Actually, shout out to my nigga, Chuck Paul. That was my manager.
Who's that?
That was my manager.
And your good old pal, bro, the one that everyone had.
Ooh, Joshua Hawk. I hear naming names.
Hold up. If, all right, so you say, well, Wet n' Wild is like a franchise. There's more of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, all right, so if I say that, let's go to Wet n' Wild, who is going to be like, you're talking about the one all the way in,
like, Florida, right?
Because they're, I mean, they're so far away that you wouldn't need,
yeah,
to,
you wouldn't
say
need
that.
To say that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
clearly Wild, talking about the one here.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you call it Wet n' Wild Emerald Point because of that reason, I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
But if you do call it for that reason, then go home.
I mean, I think it's in the name, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, literally Wet n' Wild Emerald Point.
Yeah.
But, like, you know,
those are some good times, though.
Six,
man.
Flags Dallas.
It's a bunch of Six Flags, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's,
yeah, Atlantis. I know.
It's but it's, yeah, like, it's, yeah, I swear, it's like more of them just like shut down than like they are like basically open, though.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like a, because I swear,
dude, that's my worst fear, man.
I'm talking about White
Castle. Where was that at? It was, oh my god, it was a show saying that, like, you explain like what happens to your family. He was like, yeah, they were riding a roller coaster and it just went up. It just went off the tracks.
Nigga, that sounds, that, dude, that sounds fucking terrifying.
You
right
lying,
there.
But I was like, what the fuck? That's where you said it was at Six Flags. I forgot what show I was watching.
That's gonna be crazy.
Like, just like that, like, just like, dude, that's one of my worst fears. Like,
or the people that get, you seen the people that get stuck?
Yeah, right there, and they're like upside all the way down. Up and they're like shit. Upside down type, yeah, shit. Dude, that sounds terrifying. Right,
they imagine, can drop. They can drop from there.
Yeah. Imagine the fire department saying, like, they have this big ass ladder. They're like, we're gonna unbuckle you. You just gotta,
like, nigga, what?
Like,
you gotta grab the ladder.
Just gonna grab the ladder.
You're gonna fall down. We're gonna pull
yourself down. Something like that.
Like, pull yourself down. I just feel like I wouldn't have like the upper body strength. Like, that's one of my. Like, it's like you're gonna have to pull you. Like, you're gonna have to hold yourself up and like literally kind of fall down a little
like,
bit.
Like a flip.
Like just. Like flip, that. Dude, so fuck this. I mean, just imagine somebody telling you to do a whole flip right now.
Like, do a flip and then land on the ladder.
Do a flip, land on the ladder.
Like. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And it's like, I see like everybody else in front of me like doing it, and I'm like the last nigga.
Like, I know, it's like you watch all these people do it,
I'm
bro.
Like, these athletic ass niggas, bro. It's like somebody just as big as me too, just like does like,
you were
like,
on, like, you were on a whole cart with like,
gymnastics, gymnastics team,
and
nigga.
Like, ah, doing extra like fucking pull ups and shit.
Like, they don't even need the ladder. They just like do a flip off, land on their fucking
on their feet. It's like
they absorb the.
They break the ground. They do it.
Man, that's OD, bro.
I mean, one time I got stuck in the elevator. I tell you that all the time.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, they opened the roof, and I forgot what happened. I think they did put like a mini ladder.
Well, they told you that. I thought they was like, hey, like grab my hand, I'm gonna pull you up.
Grab my hand. That's what happened. Oh, like, they had a mini ladder, and they're like we had to like, I don't know, man. They just grabbed me like by my arms, like they pulled me up. I was on top of the elevator. They had to take like a good step up to get out of
like
the
like to
door.
Get out to like the next like level.
Yeah, we were so close.
That's crazy, bro.
That's so much people, bro.
Man, wait, how many people was on there?
We were in middle school, so it was like
sixth graders. Bunch of just everybody's on there.
There were like a lot of people.
I feel like they were crying.
It was my teacher's fault, man.
What she do? Was pressing too many buttons?
She was telling everybody get in there. It was only supposed to be four of us. I think that's why it stopped.
It probably is, bro. It's like that was the max. Like,
and then there was like a little kid crying and shit, bro.
Dude, I hate that shit. Like, that's why I said that's one of my worst fears. Like, be somewhere in a type of situation where like we gotta survive. Like, a terrorist type shit. And, like, we're all quiet. Like, we're all hidden. Like, they wouldn't find us. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, calm down. Like, they're not gonna fucking find us right here. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh my god,
bro. That's how niggas used to be. Now, you're not crying, but like, you know, we used to have like lockdown drills at school.
Yeah.
And people used to be like just talking. I'm like, bro,
nigga, dude, you ain't. Oh, go ahead. I'm
like, bro, if this was a real ass drill, y'all would be. It's like the ministers would be playing.
Yeah, nigga. They used to like, oh my god. So this is like, I think this was like, damn, what the fuck was it? Things like right after Sandy Hook type shit. Crazy. So we started
that was
like,
practicing. A while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. We was like practicing a lockdown and shit like that. And then it was just so fucked up. I guess like yeah, they were coming into the room and everything like that, trying to like, you know, basically do that. Then he was he was so fucked up, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, it was a poor taste joke, man. He just like popped in, ah, boom, 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 got y'all.
Wait, like, what, the administrator?
No, not administrator. He was an officer. I was like, whoa.
Come on. You're lying.
No, I'm so fucking serious.
I've never had that happen.
Man, that shit was crazy. Like, boom, boom, boom. Got y'all.
I'm like, what you mean? I'm like, honestly, it would have been that fast.
Got you.
I feel like,
damn, in those type of situations,
I feel like I would be able to get out of that.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
No, definitely. I mean, niggas don't think, like, because you got to think about it, bro. It's kind of stupid to be locked all inside a room, especially if it's only like, you know, two niggas doing that type shit.
Yeah, no offense. No,
bro,
yeah,
the real lockdown drill should have been like this. Cut the lights off, everybody pick up a disc. That nigga come here, just throw it at
like that. Like, imagine coming there trying to like do some
crazy shit.
Like, somebody just hit you and like, you just going, huh?
Hitting the head with a fucking desk.
Everyone's just like,
throwing desk on your back. And like, No one showing no mercy either, bro.
Oh, God. No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Damn, you like, you break all his bones. I'm like,
just start fucking his legs under there. Everybody just,
damn, bro. Like, what if you couldn't move like that and they were still, like, kicking your head?
Just kicking my head and shit. I'm like, damn, bro.
I mean, he deserved it. He trying to shoot
me
in school.
You do deserve it right there. Damn. These niggas are barbaric. They should be the ones.
That'd be fucked up.
Fucked up.
But my old electrical teacher, he was telling me that, and I feel like it's kind of true. On 9/11, like, they could have prevented like some of that.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I heard the conspiracy. Like, the whole shit was probably, I mean, it was kind of like a ruse from the government.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about it like that.
Oh, he wasn't talking about it like that.
He was talking about, like, so they said the only thing they had on that thing was knives.
For real?
That's how they hijacked the whole thing.
I heard it was no guns. It was just knives.
Oh, yeah. Man, well, I mean, damn. Because that would make sense, because you wouldn't be able to take a gun on a plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had knives.
They probably just hid the motherfuckers. Like,
yeah, he put them in a book type shit. Mm. But I forgot how long he said the knife was. I think, I'm going to just say 4 inches. I really don't know. But he said the amount of how long the knife was the same inches the seat cushions were.
Nigga, what?
So, you could have just grabbed one, they try to stab you, like, it's not gonna,
like,
get
really
to
fuck you. Like, it's not
gonna, yeah,
like,
that basically.
Make a little flesh wound, but you'll be straight.
No, it wouldn't even make it through.
Nah,
what the fuck?
If you picked up a cushion, he said, and then, like, you try to, like, you know.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so they try to stab you. I mean,
fuck it, man.
It's not gonna get through. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If people just realize, like, number.
But I mean, I think it's more fear right there, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Somebody pull out a knife like that, I don't care. Like, what's up? I'm afraid of knives, bro. Like, getting cut is just so barbaric.
Hey, me, I don't give a. You pull out a gun. That's when I
heard about the ISIS stuff, man, they out here cutting niggas' heads off. That shit struck fear into my, like, my bones.
What you gotta realize is how they get you. They had to put a gun in your face, like, hey, come with us type shit. Oh shit, yes sir, you got it, you got it, Mr. Boss Man. Yes sir, like, you ain't gonna go against that man. He got a gun to your face. I mean, you ain't gonna willingly let somebody, like, with a knife, if you're out in the open, just like, hey nigga,
like, give us your money. I'm like, nigga, what? alright, somebody chasing me with a knife, that's not gonna be a little bit more scary than a nigga with a gun.
You gotta. Alright, so if, like, I'm a size up.
I feel
up.
Like I'd be more scared if I of feel a gun, like,
no, nigga, I would, like, I take
you're
the,
chasing
take
me
a
with a
shot.
Gun, that's any, like, you could get me.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it depends. Like, I'm telling you.
You can outrun a knife.
Like, we talking about a Michael Myers knife.
We talking about Michael Myers?
Michael Myers, but like a Michael Myers type knife.
You can
make that fucking knife.
You can run away from that. Michael Myers coming right now. I grabbed that tequila bottle. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could defend. It's easier to defend.
I mean, I think it is. That's what I said. I was like, I'm probably gonna go to somewhere where I can learn some, like, knife combat. Like, like,
because, like, it's like with a gun. If somebody coming with a gun, it's like you're like, your choices is limited. Type shit. Like, it's like,
move.
It depends. It's like, they come in. You got, if they eyes is on you, I think that's it.
Honestly,
yeah. I got my eyes on you, boy, type shit. But yeah, overall, I would, like, yeah, overall, like I said, a knife, you outrun a knife. If you got a gun or something like that,
let
depends.
Me say one more thing.
Go ahead, do your thing.
So my teacher, the same teacher, said that. I think he was talking about what was that whole thing called with Captain's Soul again?
Oh, you talking about the...
What's that whole story called?
You talking about the...
The Hoover... What is it? Is it Hoover Dam? No.
Oh, you talking about the pilot that had to fly the shit into the ocean?
Hudson River. Yeah. There you go. The Hudson River.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said... Wait, did anybody die on that? Or no one died on that?
No one died. He wouldn't be called a hero if everybody, if people died.
Yeah.
I think he was talking about something else, where people drowned, basically.
Oh.
I don't know what it was.
Titanic? I was about to say Titanic.
I don't think it was. It was something with seatbelts. Oh. But he said a lot of people like were shocked that they couldn't like just take out their seatbelt.
Like they were shocked? Like, what
like
the
they
fuck?
Wouldn't think about that.
Why wouldn't he think
like
about
they're
that?
Stuck? Like they
that's
just,
one of my first things. Like, all right, when you get out of a car trying to run out, you don't take your seatbelt fast enough. Like you're like, oh, like you're a jerk like that.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, I mean,
take your fucking seatbelt.
Think about it though. Like you, like really shocked trying to take out your seatbelt.
Oh,
like,
just start panicking. Like yeah. You just start like pulling at it like
you
that.
You gotta think like, bro. It's hard, but you really gotta.
That's
calm
why. People, that's why.
Nerves,
people, that's why people
bro.
Drown. That's why. I'm trying to calm. That's why I say when you get in like water, like I usually panic in water.
Yeah, you gotta like.
But you gotta calm down. Sometimes you gotta just let loose and just float. Because if you panic,
you're gonna be moving too much, and like your body's gonna. Be like,
and that's gonna waste a lot of energy too. Yep. With that.
So yeah. you need to man, the best thing to do in any situation like that, where like your life is in danger, just like calm. Well, not all situations, like because if like. I don't know, you crashing, so I gotta think about what I'm gonna do.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga. We've been, yeah, some situation like that.
I mean, no, all right, that's definitely going against what I was saying.
What?
All right. You already know what I was saying. So, if I was in a car with someone, like, off the Zan, he was just driving crazy and shit.
First off, why would you be in a car with somebody?
I mean, I have. Exactly. I actually have, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that wasn't the scenario, though. It was a different one. But let's say he was driving crazy as fuck and like the car is about to flip over.
Mm-hmm.
Should I take my seatbelt off?
Yeah.
Like it's gonna roll. Like
you
it's
know
gonna,
it's
gonna
roll
go like this.
Oh no.
It's gonna go like that. Like
if it's gonna roll, get the
fuck
out of there.
No, you're supposed to keep your seatbelt on. I swear you. Because like
I mean, you probably are.
Because if you take it off and the car's flipping, trust me, like you're gonna.
Fuck up. Like I feel like you're gonna land on your arm. So I mean, yeah, right there. So
or like, or not even roll, well, just any impact. Like anywhere.
I feel like what you should, like, the best thing to do, in my personal opinion, the best thing you should do is keep your seatbelt buckle, hold on to that bitch tight. Because, like, when you jerk forward, the seatbelt's, like, it's, like, naturally going to stop type shit.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if your back fell out of place?
That'd fuck me up, man.
I can't feel my legs.
It's like slipping a disc type shit.
I mean, it's better that than death.
Well, yeah, I don't know, no, but that would just suck. It would just suck not to be able to walk. Some people.
Well, that's not what I was going to. Well, but the seatbelt thing. I feel like the car crash wouldn't kill me. I feel like I'd die because of the seatbelt.
Like it just chokes you out or something like that?
It'll choke me. I don't know. Like, I'd just be hanging out.
You're getting the seatbelt physics.
Y'all know how seatbelt. It's across your chest. It's not like on your neck.
No, I mean, when I put my seatbelt on, it goes like right here.
Why?
Because, I mean, wait, where's it supposed to go?
Never mind. You talking about like you put it over like that, like over your shoulder?
Yeah. I mean,
I used to know, like, I ain't gonna lie to you. When
you
I was
put it over like both your
both
arms?
Your arms?
No, like this.
Dude, now you make me like. Now you starting to like confuse me because right, I'm like,
hey,
I'm
I gotta
like,
get
I'm
in
like,
the car.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. How the fuck do I put on a seatbelt?
How the fuck do I buckle? Like,
like
I'm thinking about it. This is.
It goes
okay,
over
so
your
driving,
shoulder.
Right, so if you're driving, like, I usually sit like.
I know. All right, so you wrap around the waist across the chest.
That's how
you.
Yeah, it's like it's just like
around the waist across the chest.
It's just like one motion, really. It's just like you pull it over type shit.
Yeah.
Cause like,
I used to know like people didn't used to like the strap on there like that, so they would push that shit to the back. Like, yeah, you ever know like
yeah,
a little kid
yeah.
used to do that shit.
I mean, I'm like, alright, your ass slide right out there.
Yeah,
actually, I just found out how the seatbelts work and shit too. Like, yeah, because it was like that one time like y'all were, like we were fake trying to do it, and my shit like really like once I like flew forward and everything like that.
Stop choking. Yeah,
yeah, it stopped like ooh, like oh, I was God, like that, like, bro.
Yeah, once you press the brake activates it.
For real,
you know that right?
Damn. That's crazy that shit works.
So sometimes when it locks, it's because, like, the car's stopping.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. But damn. Hey, man, say, man. Episode 17, you know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
Another 720 podcast. You know, y'all go follow the team on Instagram, 720YBENT, or 720YB underscore ENT.
Yeah,
that's where you can find everything 720, either being podcast, gaming, music, anything of the sort.
ECT.
You know, et cetera. Just it's gonna be right there.
Make sure y'all listen to Raw on all platforms.
Listen to Raw, yeah. Listen to Raw out on all platforms. Search 720YB, you know, RAW, or you can listen to Rona on SoundCloud and Audio Mac. Just look up 720YB, R O N A. Other than that, Jamel, Pablo, HBK, 720 Podcast. Y'all guys, your boys have a good day, and see y'all in the next one.